Okay, Bracton's story grows out of a survey. It comes from NPR News, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. The survey director was Robert Blendon, who says the aim here was to capture stories like the one we just heard from a diverse field of 3,500 participants.
We covered not only racial and ethnic groups, African Americans, Latinos, Asian Americans, Native Americans, and quite unusually whites, but also gender, men, women, and LGBTQ.
Now, the point here wasn't to survey people's opinions. What do you think about racism? It was to understand how Americans say they themselves experience discrimination.
We asked you about your life experience with work, police, the courts, housing, healthcare, college, voting, and then there are all types of personal interaction where people are really harassed, insulted, just treated totally inappropriately. So we had this sort of institutional issues when I'm seeking housing or a job. But then we really asked you if you faced harassment, if people slurring you, if people inappropriately said that you were unable to do things because of your race or ethnic background.
So those were the questions, and the answers revealed that Americans of all races have something in common.
What we found is the majority of almost all ethnic and racial groups, including white Americans, which is quite surprising, feel that today they face discrimination based on their own background. Most believe that it's due to attitudes of individuals that they interact with a smaller share believing it's actually government or institutional policies.
55% of white people surveyed said that whites in America face discrimination. Blendon says there are two main places where they report seeing unfair treatment.
Employment and the sense that they had that they were often discriminated against in being hired because they were white, and college admissions, where there was a sense of those who had applied for college who were white, a significant share of them felt that they had faced some discrimination in admission based on their race.
Now, to be clear, the number of white people who said discrimination has happened to them personally was lower. Only about 1 in 5 say they experienced discrimination when applying for jobs, for example.